owns a 50% stake and 5,000 shares in the company. This means that 10,000 shares represented 100% shares of the company. However, after investment, Rohan and John are both diluted to 42.5% stake and still own 5,000 shares each. This means that 10,000 shares now represent only 85% of the company. By simple math, 85% into total number of shares equal to 10,000. This gives the total number of shares equal to 11,765 shares. This means that Rohan's shares plus John's shares plus Lion's Capital share is equal to 11,765. This gives Lion Capital 1,765 shares. These are the number of shares that need to be created for the investment of Lion Capital. Now, one last thing. We need to calculate the change in price per share. Remember, the company's valuation is the value or the price of total number of shares. Total number of shares multiplied by price per share equals valuation. That means price per share is equal to valuation divided by the total number of shares. The valuation of the company can be simply found by cross multiplication. The proposed deal suggests that 3 crores is equal to 15% of the company. This means 100% of the company is equal to 20 crores. We've already found out the total number of shares, which is equal to 11,765. Plugging the values in the formula, we find the new price per